Mira and Harper Audio present Market for Murder by Heather Graham, performed by Roger Wayne. For Rich Devon, with tons of love and so many thanks for so many things. Prologue. She lay in beauty, almost like a fairy tale princess. Her blonde hair radiated out from beneath her head like golden rays of the sun. Her cheeks were fair, and her lashes lay softly against her skin. For surely she had simply fallen asleep in such a peaceful and stunning position. Eyes closed and her hands folded prayer fashion over her chest. She'd been out for a night on the town, or so it appeared. She wore a stunning sequined blouse or dress. It was difficult to tell, because it seemed she'd brought a blanket with her, almost as if she'd intended to fall asleep in the Venal, or alleyway, right behind the popular club with nightly entertainment that was just off the Royal Mile. Aye, she lay in beauty. But she had to wake up and move. Edinburgh was not only Scotland's capital city, but it was also a prime tourist location, and people sleeping in the streets, even if they were beautiful, was not something that encouraged tourism. Dorian Gantry, just arriving for the breakfast shift at the nearby café, hunkered down and was determined to wake the young woman gently. She touched the young woman's arm, and it was ice cold. Of course, it had been a cold night, but she moved the blanket. At first, she just stared in horror, frozen in place. She tried to scream and couldn't. Then she found her voice. And she screamed, and screamed, and screamed. Dorian Gantry knelt there, frozen, simply frozen in form, until someone arrived at last and dialed the emergency phone number. She knelt until officers from Police Scotland arrived. She stood, finally, when one of them gently pulled her away from the sheer horror of the body. 1. Carly MacDonald studied the skeleton displayed before her at the special exhibit in Edinburgh. It was that of Mr. William Burke. A monster? Certainly, to those whose lives he had ended, and to their loved ones as well. Now he, or his skeleton, was on loan from the Anatomical Museum at the University of Edinburgh. And it seemed ironic to Carly that there was currently such an exhibit going on, because a new form of similar crimes was on the rise. People were dying, so that others could live, but not on purpose, and there was nothing noble about what was going on. Of course, it was ironic William Burke was here on display, since his crimes had included selling his murderously obtained fresh corpses for dissection and display. Medical science, few other areas of study had ever so advanced the quality of life for so many, and the length of life itself. And in the early years of the 19th century, Edinburgh, Scotland was at the forefront of medical science and anatomy. However, at that time, corpses for study could only be obtained through those who had been hanged or died in prison. Those who had died from suicide, and those who died as foundlings or orphans. Laws governing corpses were strange. The dead were always in demand, and thus there came into being.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?